Avauti. Loose Wig 3, Side 2, Oruni.
Heard of record making.
Well, what do you know about, Blind Willie Johnson?
A Blind Willie Johnson was a personal pal of mine. He and I played together over many different cities, parts of the states, and different parts of the country, from Maine to the Mobile Bay.
Music makes the world go round. Music makes the world go round. Soft as the rain, fierce as the ocean, hot as the sun, cool as the snow. Talking about jazz, the feeling it has, the music I love to hear. Hawkins and Bird, Coltrane and Dizzy, Miles and Prince, Satchmo and Duke. Talking about jazz, the people it has, the cats that I love the most. Some folks dig country or western or music or classic. Other people dig rock and roll or soul. But my sounds are jazz, big bands or trios, bebop and swing, bossa and blues. Talking about jazz, style it has, the life that I love to live.
Much like dipping at the bar and dancing, but that's not the human, dig the humor. Albert Saperstein, the judge, said, quote, I realize this is a medical problem, but I have to establish a precedent at the beginning of the season. Is that beautiful? Serious? You can kiss all the Petsies you want in July, but don't fress in February. Is that what? That's what he said, eh? Kiss it off season. That's what attractive summer ace must mean. Yeah. That's just, and he was serious. Yeah. Beginning of the season. And another hour, Vildo, and let's swing with it. And that's all you have.
I don't want to offend the homosexuals. If there are any homosexuals, yeah, I don't want to offend y'all. Are there any homosexuals in there? No? Good. Let's talk about them. I wouldn't bother. I bother them when I'm with my friends. Now you be playing with your friends, you know. Driving around. Guys, you know, you see a faggot on the street, you pull up in the car and say, "Hey, faggot! Hey, you faggot ass! Hey, hey, baby, baby! Faggot ass, faggot!" You forget that this faggot is a guy, man. They kick your ass, faggot. It's some embarrassing shit to get beat up by a faggot. Friends walk over to some guy going, "Why are you bothering me? Why?" Get some rules. I got some rules when I throw down, when I do my stand-up. I got rules and shit. Straight up. Old people that get offended easily, y'all should just get the fuck out now. I'm afraid of gay people. Petrified. I have nightmares about gay people. I have this nightmare that I go to Hollywood and find out that Mr. T is a faggot. Really, and he'd be walking up to people going, "Hey, boy. Hey, boy, you look mighty cute in them jeans." "Now come on over here and fuck me up the ass. Come on. I'm gonna bend over now. Hey, boy, slow down. You gonna mess around and come too fast. Made me get mad. I'll clench up my butt cheeks and rip your dick off."
You know who'd be a funny faggot? Ralph Cramden and Ed Norton. Wouldn't they be funny faggot? If Ralph Cramden leaned out the window one day and said,
"Norton! Norton, pal, come on down. I wanna show you something."
"Hey there, Alfie boy. What do you say there, pal of mine?
You know, Norton, I've been watching you. And I know you've been watching me, Norton. You watch me. I know."
"So, Ralph, where are you getting at?"
"Norton, my friend, how would you like to fuck me up the ass? I know you want to fuck me, Norton. And you know that I know that you know that I know that you want to fuck me. Now, I'm going to bend over. And when I do, start fucking. Here I go."
Hamana, 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 hamana.
Way to go there, Alfie boy.
I kid the homosexuals a lot because they homosexuals. I fuck with everybody. I don't give a fuck. It's like, I don't mean anything by it. You can hang out with a gay person. You can, guys, don't feel, you know, like alienate gay people because they're gay, because you can play tennis with a gay person. Really, just after the game, you say, "I'm gonna get a beer, what you gonna do?" "Think I'll go suck somebody's dick." "Well, I'll see you later." "You take it easy. You go suck that dick, I'm gonna have the beer." Ladies are hip to it, too. Ladies be hanging out with gay people. Ladies be saying, "Gay men are the best friends to have. Because they don't want anything from you, you don't want anything from them. You can just hang out, you can be with them, it's fun. You can talk to them and all that bullshit, and they'd be hanging out with them." You know what's real scary about that? That new AIDS shit. AIDS is scary because it kills motherfuckers, AIDS. That ain't like the good old days when venereal disease was simple. In the good old days, you get gonorrhea, your dick hurt, go get a shot, cleared right up. Then they came out with herpes. You keep that shit forever like luggage. And now they got AIDS. That just kills motherfuckers. I say, what's next? I guess you just put your dick in and explode. And the girl be on the bed going, maybe I should see a doctor about it. Kills people. It petrifies me because girls be hanging out with them. And one night they could be in the club having fun with their gay friend and give them a little kiss and go home with their AIDS on their lips. Get home with their husband and like 5 years later, say, Mr. Johnson, you have AIDS. He goes, AIDS? But I'm not a homosexual. Sure, you're not a homosexual.
Faggots in these towns. They're all hip to faggots in these towns, right? But they're not hip to dykes. Huh? Idiomatic for lesbian. How come they don't do any dyke jokes? Maybe the comic of that generation was not hip to butches, man, but they were. Because maybe dykes are stalkers, that's why. Flea Mortimer closed the butch bar, pow, balcony. They got the sweet-or gown on, and that's it. So consequently, in these towns, lesbians get away with murder. Because the townspeople, hey, Al, how are you? Townspeople are not aware of them. The top comment you'll hear, there's a chick with a real severe Mary Esther hairdo, right? Leather zipper jacket, army shoes. You know. The top comment you'll hear from the residents will be, that Mrs. Anderson, boy, she's a real tomboy. Yeah, yeah. She can hit a ball just like a man. I'm hip. What does Mrs. Anderson do? What's her vocation? She's a Girl Scout master. I figures, yeah. Yeah, homosexuality. Okay. In abnormal, in the classic sense of the word of abnormality. Why? Out of step. Yeah, because they're a minority, definitely. Yeah. If they're all faggots, then it'd be cool. It would be contemporary. But the fact that there are less faggots than not faggot, but they should really redefine the word homosexual. Yeah, make it more definitive. Here's the thing. Homosexuality, I assume, is anybody who's ever been involved in any homosexual act. Oh, damn, that really, that's a beautiful generalization. Because yeah. I assume that you're all faggots then. Yeah. Because the old cliche, there's no such thing as being a little pregnant, that's it. Yeah. Because men are carnal. Definitely. You put a guy in the joint for 15 years, he'll shtup anything. Mud. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Guys are haste, that's it. Now, you take this guy out of the joint, then if he relates already looking at guys, Tachas is then already a loser. He'll I assume, go back with chicks and say, but in the joint, then he assumes, and yeah, definitely. So then we are sometimes homosexuals. All of us then, because even if you ever did any prison time, if one time in your life you ever had, I don't care if you're 5 years old, happened last year, a scout master, a gym coach, go, ah, you got nice legs, honey. That's it, man. Yeah. So you really have to, you know, reevaluate that way. Although, then again, you know, I think that scene always went down, yeah. Because, like, every chick here is, the word pervert, perverse. I assume that every chick here has been involved with a pervert. What semantic, that's a heavy word. Pervert. Were you ever the pervert, you, Mrs. Knafko? No, I never. Yes, you were. Because that uncle, when you were 11 years old, what nice little apples you got. What is that? What, are you kidding with that? Grabbing your knobs when you're 11? Is that a twist, though? The fact that you're genetically related doesn't absolve him. Hey, you're really getting big. He's always touching me. It's on your mind. It's all you think about now. Good. You're a good twisto pervert, your uncle. Yeah. The grabber, yeah. Now, the beautiful cliches such as, what was that? A good 20 year ago scene. Oh, yeah, that was all the humor. A Frenchman. He's a French lover. Everybody fresses today. Everybody's a leco today. That's the sexual aspect between men and women today. It's not involved with plain old shtupo. There's other things about. Now, so...
She was like 98, my grandmother. Senile. Seriously, we have conversations. She said,
you know, man, what time is it, baby? What time is it? Wait, young, what time is it?
It's 8:15, Grandma.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's them little kid out there playing doodle. What's it? I love you. He's talking about that. What time is it, son?
You buy your grandmother sweaters and shit for Christmas, right? That's a grandmother present. A sweater. Because they always cold. They always be bitching about the cold.
We're cold in here. Why is it all cold in here? It's so cold in here.
We just turned the heat up, Grandma.
Good. What time is it? It's freezing, and I don't know what time it is. I don't know what time it is, and I'm cold. Make me a cup of tea. Take me a cup of tea. Make me a cup of tea. Put some lemon in it.
You want some sugar in it?
No sugar. Just lemon. Baby.
Huh?
What time is it?
What do you think I'm drinking? What's the black drink? Ripple. You've been watching too much Sanford and Son. What else we drink? Old English. That's true. Night Train. Thunderbird. You see the brother sitting there quiet and the white people screaming out, Night Train! Mad Dog 2020. Boone's Farm Strawberry. We've been to the movies. Yeah, we drink all that stuff. We drink all that. Everything. We drink that. We eat fried chicken. We eat watermelon. We eat black eyed peas. We like fatback and chitlins and grits. We got big dicks. Believe the myths, believe all them shits, all right? No, they like chicken, but their dicks are normal like ours. Oh, really? No, really? What are you here? That you got big dicks? Nah, get out of here. Come on, I went to gym with a black guy. I had to chard with. Huh?
What do you say?
You know who got little tiny dicks? Chinese people, true. They have the little tiny rice dicks. That's why they be squinting all the time. They be in the bathroom going, I can't find that.
Let me find. I can't find anything.
And the wives are going,
I can't see it either. You sure you got a dick?
Huh?
Niggas are the best of people that were slaves. You know what I mean? And that's how they got to be niggas. Because they stole the cream of the crop from Africa and brought them over here. And God, as they say, works in mysterious ways. So he made everybody a nigga. Because we was arguing over in Africa about the Watusi and the Bwalala and the Oshumo and, you know, the Zamunga. You know, we talked in different languages. So he brought us all over here, the best. The kings, the queens, and the princesses, and the princes, you know. You know what I mean? Shit, and put us all together and call one tribe, niggas. You sound like them kids in school. You ever know them dudes that get mad the motherfucker, right? You be dumb. Say, black boy.
Say, man. What you mean, black? Baby, I'm colored. I don't play that shit.
Well, my parents was like that, you know, because in my neighborhood, you know, there used to be some beautiful black man would come through the neighborhood dressing African shit, you know, really nice shit, you know, and they'd be, peace, love, black is beautiful. Remember the essence of life. We are people of the universe, and life is beautiful. My parents go, that nigga crazy. I used to love go to the meetings, though, when you get down. I got ultra black for a while. No, I did. I got down into it. I was into it. I'd go to meetings and shit. And brothers be rapping. I never knew what they were saying, though. But the brothers be having emotion. You see, the transitionalization within the imperialist society has represented a cause whereas we can entangle and understand the mass procedure. Now, you may not dig this, bro, but dig this.
The first thing you gotta know is about eating pork. Now, you eat a piece of pork, you don't realize the subtleties of this individuality's prospect. What the man trying to lay on you through porkitis, you will not understand because the trichinosis of your mind would not relinquish the thought of individuality. You know what I mean? So therefore, you must assimilate within a functional society. Not the society, but the us society, because without the S, there's no us involved. We must manipulate ourselves through a transistorized form in order to cast a wombness that a black child can be born for forthwith, individual and not.
Cops put a hurting on your ass, man, you know. They really degrade you. White folks don't believe that shit. Don't believe cops degrade. Oh, come on. Those beatings, those people are resisting arrest. I'm tired of this harassment of police officers. Because the police live in your neighborhood, see? And you be knowing them as Officer Timpson.
Hello, Officer Timpson. Going bowling tonight? Yes, nice pinto you have.
Niggas don't know I'm like that. See, white folks get a ticket, they pull over.
Hey, officer, yes. Glad to be of help. Here you go.
Nigga got to be talking about, I am reaching into my pocket for my license. Because I don't want to be no motherfucking accident.
Thing.
What you do, if you want some pussy, you'll talk all that shit with them, right? You know.
Hey, yeah, sure, the cosmos, yeah.
People say they don't know how they got AIDS and shit. I know.
You get fucked in the ass, that's how you get in. In case anybody asks you, say, how do you get in? Getting fucked in the ass.
We like pussy, don't we, man? That's something that's good all the time. You know, I mean, the worst pussy ever gonna be in life is good. And women know it. No matter what you say to a woman in an argument, you can't win because they know, I got the pussy. And it's good. And sometimes you hear men say, that's a bad pussy. You know, and you women might believe that shit, man. If there's any ladies here tonight that think they got a bad pussy, I'd like to see you after the show.
To give a second opinion.
William Maxwell, 42 years old and blind from babyhood, at Atlanta, Georgia, on November the 5th, 1940, for the Folk Song Archive of the Library of Congress in Washington. I wonder if you know any songs about colored people having hard times here in the South.
Well, that old song could have a reference to our old people here. There hasn't very much stuff of the people nowadays because
any complaining songs, complaining about the hard times and sometimes mistreatment of the whites. Have you got any songs that talk about that?
No, sir, we have. Not at the present time because the white people are mighty good to the southern people, as far as I know. Mm-hmm.
And you don't know any complaining songs at all?
Well,
ain't it hard to be a nigger? Do you know that one?
No, that's not in our time. Now, it's for spiritual down here, it's a mean world to live in. But that still don't have reference to the hard time.
Just because of the... Why is it a mean world to live in?
Well, no, it's not altogether. It has reference to everybody.
It's as mean for the whites as it is for the blacks, is that it?
That's the idea.
You keep moving around like you're uncomfortable. What's the matter, Willie?
Well, I was in an automobile accident last night. It was a little shook up. No one got hurt, but it was all jostled up mighty bad. Shake up. Still sore from it, but no one got hurt.
Good morning, damn thing. You just pick up anything. When you're in prison, you can just think about anything you're singing, man. Get something on your mind, you know? You're singing.
What time of day is
it? Well, in the evening, you know, on by the sun and go going down, you know? Don't sing much in the morning because you don't feel good. You don't want to sing in that little way. But late in the evening, you know, long about Saturday, it's supposed to Saturday, you know, to be called Saturday. Christmas Eve down there, see? And Sunday, Christmas Day, because, you know, Saturday come Christmas or Sunday, we ain't gonna wake you up. That you said you can't, you ain't gonna wake. But anything else, we don't wake.
Well,
now I want to play you a blues that was made back in the days of old, that when blues first started being original. I did all I could, baby, satisfy your mind. When I wake up every morning, you got me mourning and crying, trying to send me to the chain gang, back to the murder home. I'd have been in a better shape, mama, if I'd let that record go on along. Now I'll have to give you my number, 411-44. I'll be there forever, I ain't got nowhere else to go. Well, I've got to go to the chain gang, back to the murder home. I've been in a better shape, mama, I'd let that reckless woman alone. Even a mean old judge wouldn't give me no fine. Only thing gonna leave me alone for the time. I got to go to the chain gang, back to the murder zone. I would have been in a better shape, mama, if I'd let that reckless woman alone. When I was down in the alley, mama, drank that old mean booze and gin. Say you gotta do your running around, cause you ain't gonna never do it again. Well, just lead me straight to the chain gang, down to the murder's home. I'd have been on a better shape, mama, if I'd have left that reckless woman alone. Goodbye, everybody, here comes the jailer with a key. Farewell to freedom, I don't want no one to pit me. I'm going to the chain gang, down to the murder's home. Better shave mama, better let that record woman alone. So now bye-bye all you women, just the last I got to say. Said I'm gonna make my time, I'll be a free man someday. But I ain't going back to the chain gang, back to the murder home. But I would've been in a better shape, baby, better let that record woman alone.
Now, Blind Willie, you talked about this blues was made before the original blues. What do you mean by the original blues?
You know, when the blues before they got real popular, back in the days of 20s from Owens, blues just only started out in 1918. But the...
Well, they were original then, weren't they?
Yeah, they was original then, but they weren't popular. Nothing but just a few blues. This is crazy blues, St. Louis blues, and all.
I want you to tell you about the way they put on the square dances down in Louisiana when he was a boy growing up in the backwoods. Judy, what did they call square dances?
Called them sookie jumps.
Why did they call them sookie jumps?
Well, because they danced so fast, the music was so fast, and the people had to jump, so they always called them sookie jumps.
Do you know what sookie means?
Sookie, well, that's a cow sometime when you tell a sookie, you know, sookie the cow away.
Would they ever holler that at the dances when they had them?
They just holler sookie jump. Sometimes they'd holler $1 bill, baby, won't buy them no shoes. You just anything to feel like singing in there.
And what kind of music did they have?
Yeah, well, they had a fiddler sometimes and accordion.
And what were the names of some of the tunes they played?
Well, the tunes was Poor Howard. He's a poor boy, and he played a fiddler. He's the first fiddler after the Negroes got free in slavery time. Poor Howard was a Negro he used to play for him at the sookie jump. And the number he played it was Poor Howard, Poor Boy.
How does that go, Judy?
Poor Howard, Poor Boy, it goes like this. Oh, I was poor. Oh, I
Did they call with steps at these dances?
They called with steps all the time when they danced. They called two fly. They used to two fly and a square dance.
How did that sound? Give us a sketch of where they call with steps.
When they call and set, they holler, "Hey, man, you swing more and I swing yawn." But when you first get on the floor, they holler, "Grab your partner, sucker, right way around." They always drive right way. "Now, man, you know you're going wrong. Now, sucker, left way around. And when you get back to your home, grab your partner, the first man on the head, you fly." When again it's you fly tonight. "You fly, you fly, you fly." Then they come as a holler, "$1 bill, baby, won't fly, you know it's you. $1 bill, baby, won't fly, you know it's you. $1 bill, baby, won't fly, you know it's you. Hey, man, when you get home, now the next man on the head, you fly. Get your partner and dance all the way around. Yeah, got a good woman, but now she's gone. Well, I got a good woman, but now she's gone. Got a good woman, but now she's gone. Hey, man, when you get home, circle right way around. Make your ring and circle right way around. When you skip on ahead, skip on ahead till you get to your partner. When you get to the partner, swing and change. And skip on ahead, sell right way down and dance up to your partner. Hey, Dollopy, baby, won't fly, you know it's you. Hey, Dollopy, baby, won't fly, you know it's you. Dollopy, baby, won't fly, you know it's you. I take your partner, dance on ahead, and dance on the counter stand.
Learn that, you did just exactly where, do you remember?
Down in Louisiana when we used to, people have section meeting every year. When they get to the lane by the crop, we would go to church and they'd sing them old spiritual songs. I used to go to church and I joined church once and I used to lead them in church at night and when they're going to take up collections, you know, they call on the other lead letters to sing. So I'd go up in there and sing for them.
"Listen, Bob, you say you don't like to shoot no dice. Well, I do not like to play no guitar. Suppose we gamble some. I got a right brand new deck of cards. Just bold. Just plumb straight deck."
"All right, I'll gamble you a little."
"All right, then. We'll shuffle them up so we'll gamble some. So, Herb, go ahead and get you one."
"I got one. Let's go."
"All right, I'm going. Eight. Jack. Four spots. Queen."
"Hold them. That's queen to me. That's my woman, too. All right, I'll pick out another. Let's go."
"You sweet as sugar. All right. Four, Jack, ten, king."
"Hold him. King is me. What's the matter? You're not falling on."
"I don't know. I'm playing you straight. I got three women, all of them on $9 a piece. I think I'm going to be able to fit them up if I keep on at this."
"That's all right about fitting them up. They make it to $9 and lose you. You keep on that funny stuff there. Shuffle up the cards."
"Well, you go ahead and shuffle them. Hold them. Not that way. You can't. Don't be pulling them. Shuffle them, something like this. Don't milk them. Them ain't no cows. All right, go ahead and get you one."
"I got one. Now let's go."
"All right, I'm gone. Jack, four, five, seven."
"Hold on. That's seven to me again. Let's see them cards."
"You can see them."
"What's the matter with these cards here? You ain't fell yet."
I don't know. I didn't invent them. Hall invented them. Now, I'm just only playing them. Well, give me my money over. Give you? This ain't no salvation arm. I ain't got nothing to give
well,
you.
Well, listen, I said give me my money. If I make you wish you had to give me
well, now. I ain't got anything to give you. Now, I done told you where we...
Oh, you ain't
got to
give me off, did you?
Hold on, no shit.
All right, all right, boys, all right, all right. Hold it down. It takes me a long time to find this. Say, what's the matter with you? What are you laughing about?
We're just having a little fun, boss.
Yeah, you're going to have plenty of fun after this skin game working on the road for the county. What you got in your hand over there,
little
boy?
Little got four deuces in his hand. I know there's some I couldn't catch him.
All right, come on now. Let's go on down.
Just before you take us down, boss, let me play this little blues.
All right, get through with it right quick.
I went down to Darktown with some good luck on my mind. Now I'm so sad and lonely, I've got to do the chain gang time. If I had my money, I would not be on the hall. If I had my money, I would not be on the hall. Get me a gallon of moonshine, go out with some big fat rock.
They can say numbers real good though. Like, 529!
29 cents. You have penny?
They got this sign up there, I swear, written in pencil. It says, this is not true. I just think it's funny. It says pack of Clinton, is this true? It says pack of fortune cookies, and it tells you how much the, what's those sticks called today? The chapsticks, and it tells the price like $3, and at the bottom it says, what a bargain. I think the shit is funny. I think the Chinese guy going,
we need a hook for this. We need an eye catcher. Like, what a bargain. Gotta get them buying chopstick.
Some brother gonna come in and say, ah, wow, chopsticks, 29 cents? What a bargain. That's a bargain for me. I think I will buy some. Say, my man, how much are the chopsticks? 29 cents? What a bargain.
I told you that.
America, I've given you all, and now I'm nothing. America, $2.27, January 17th, 1956. I can't stand my own mind. America, when will we end the human war? Go fuck yourself with your atom bomb. I don't feel good, don't bother me. I won't write my poem till I'm in my right mind. America, when will you be angelic? When will you take off your clothes? When will you look at yourself through the grave? When will you be worthy of your million Trotskyites? America, why are your libraries full of tears? America, when will you send your eggs to India? I'm sick of your insane demands. When can I go into the supermarket and buy what I need with my good looks? America, after all, it is you and I who are perfect, not the next world. Your machinery is too much for me. You made me want to be a saint. There must be some other way to settle this argument. Burroughs is in Tangiers. I don't think he'll come back. It's sinister. Are you being sinister, or is this some form of practical joke? I'm trying to come to the point. I refuse to give up my obsession. America, stop pushing. I know what I'm doing. America, the plum blossoms are falling. I haven't read the newspapers for months. Every day somebody goes on trial for murder. America, I feel sentimental about the Wobblies. America, I used to be a communist when I was a kid. I'm not sorry. I smoke marijuana every chance I get. I sit in my house for days on end and stare at the roses in the closet. Whenever I go to Chinatown, I get drunk and never get laid. My mind is made up. There's going to be trouble. You should have seen me reading Marx. I have mystical visions and cosmic vibrations. America, I still haven't told you what you did to Uncle Max after he came over from Russia. I'm addressing you. Are you going to let your emotional life be run by Time magazine? I'm obsessed by Time magazine. I read it every week. Its cover stares at me every time I slink past the corner candy store. I read it in the basement of the Berkeley Public Library. It's always telling me about responsibility. Businessmen are serious. Movie producers are serious. Everybody's serious but me. It occurs to me that I am America. I'm talking to myself again. Asia is rising against me. I haven't got a Chinaman's chance. I'd better consider my national resources. My national resources consist of two joints of marijuana, millions of genitals, an unpublishable private literature that goes 1,400 MPH, and 25,000 mental institutions. I say nothing about my prisons, nor the millions of underprivileged who live in my flower pots under the light of 500 suns. I have already abolished the whorehouses of France. Tangiers are the next to go. My ambition is to be president, despite the fact that I'm a Catholic. America. How can I write a holy litany in your silly mood? I will continue, like Henry Ford. My strophes are as individual as his automobiles. More so, they're all different sexes. America, I will sell you strophes, 2,500 apiece, 500 down on your old strophe. America, free Tom Mooney. America, save the Spanish loyalists. America, Sacco and Vanzetti must not die. I am the Scottsboro Boys. America when I was seven. Mama took me to communist cell meetings. They sold us garbanzos a handful per ticket. A ticket cost a nickel and the speeches were free. Everybody was angelic and sentimental about the workers. It was all so sincere. You have no idea what a good thing the party was in 1835. Scott Nearing was a grand old man, a real mensch. Mother Bloor made me cry. I once saw Israel Amter playing. Everybody must have been a spy. America, you don't really want to go to war. America's them bad Russians. Them Russians, and them Chinamen, and them Russians. The Russia wants to eat us alive. The Russia's power mad. She wants to take our cars from out our garages. Her wants to grab Chicago. Her needs Red Readers.